Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. Yeah, all right, now we're talking. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode of the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast Show. Welcome. This is a podcast that I wanted to do for quite some time. I had the idea for this podcast like, 5 years ago. Maybe not that long ago. Maybe 4 years ago or something like that. But the reason is because, to be honest with you, I personally don't really even listen to that many podcasts. I have a couple of podcasts that I listen to, but not many. But every time I listen to a podcast, it's about, you know, it's like a rich, famous person talking about rich, famous things. You know what I mean? Or it's like somebody, you know, some smart guy telling us about how to invest our money, or sports talk show, or, you know, some celebrity trying to nonchalantly, you know, push their politics down our throat. And I was kind of like, man, you know what I'm saying? I just like, ugh, you know, you listen to a podcast and I kind of get over it. You know, a lot of people listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't always listen to them because there probably is, but I'd never found one. Granted, I never looked that hard, but I never found one where it was just like an ordinary average guy, and he's talking about ordinary average things. And that's what this podcast is about. You know, 1 week we'll talk about, you know, yeah, maybe 1 week we'll talk about sports, right? Then the next week we'll talk about, you know, cutting grass. The next week we'll talk about cigars. You know, that's a nice one, huh? Cigars and bourbon, right? We could do that. So the sky's the limit. There is no. I mean, we could talk about everything, anything in the world of, you know, the normal person. So that's what this podcast is basically about. My name, by the way, is I'm going by J. Ken, okay? That's what I'm going by. I was thinking about, you know, using my real name. If you really think about it, the 2 to 3 people that are actually listening to this know my real name. But just in case this thing takes off and thousands of people are listening to this, I don't necessarily want to use my real name quite yet because, like I say, this podcast is going to be organic, right? This podcast is going to be organic. It's just going to go where it goes. And who knows? Who knows what we're going to talk about? Nothing is off limits. So we're just going to, you know, take it where it goes. So a couple things I wanted to talk about. So anyway, this is episode number 1. And not every episode is going to be like this, but I wanted to talk about kind of what the show, what I'm thinking the show is going to be about. So when you tune in every week, you kind of know what you're getting into. So that was mainly the first reason I wanted to do this podcast, is because I don't really think that there's a podcast like this. And I think there's people out there like me that kind of want to listen to just some idiot talk about things, and they can just turn their brain off for 20 to 30 minutes, you know, maybe longer or whatever. And another reason why I wanted to do this podcast is because I, like 14 years ago, I was actually a stand-up comedian, and I wasn't like famous or even close to, I didn't headline or anything like that, but I was a stand-up comedian, and I don't want to kind of toot my own horn, but I was kind of good at it, you know, as a beginner. I was decent at it. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, coming up with jokes, making people laugh, talking stupid. You know, it was, when you go up on stage, you can kind of say, you kind of can say whatever you want, you know, and it's just, you know, you can't do that in real life. Well, I got a stand-up comedy for really the main reason I got out of stand-up comedy, everyone always asks me, why would you give up on stand-up comedy? You know, because I was kind of good at it, I'm be honest with you. And really, is weird as it, I mean, I don't know, it shouldn't be weird, but I kind of wanted the average life, if you will. I'll be honest with you, I was kind of decent at it, and it was to the point where I got to pack my bags and go to like a Chicago or New York or L.A. That was kind of my thing. I was going to go to L.A. And when push came to shove, I was like, you know what? I want the family, the kids, you know, the house, a minivan, you know, the house kind of out in the, you know, in the suburb or whatever. And once you know it, I got them all. I got every single one of them. I got the wife, beautiful wife. I got three wonderful kids. I got a Honda Odyssey in the garage. You know what I'm saying? Good stuff. Good stuff. I even got a fence, a white fence. It's not a white picket fence. That was my dream, to have a white picket fence. Unfortunately, there is no picket. So, I mean, someday we'll get that white picket fence. But as for now, I just have to settle with the white fence. But after 14 years, I noticed that, like, you can't just shut that voice in your head off, right? You say things you probably shouldn't say at the wrong time. You just come up with jokes and you just got to get them out. And when you're not on stage, people sometimes laugh or just sometimes look at you like an idiot. So this, to be honest with you, is a way for me for, you know, whatever, 20, 30 minutes to, you know, come downstairs here and talk stupid and talk dumb. And who knows, maybe no one will ever, you know, I take that. My mom will listen. My mom will sign in, I think. My dad, potentially, I would have to show him like how to do it and everything. My wife, I would like to think that she would sign. Actually, I want to get my wife on here one of these times, because she's funny, actually. I lucked out. I married a beautiful girl. She's funny. She's witty. She's a lot wittier than I am. And we have good dialogue. As a matter of fact, if she was on the show, you would probably think, like, wow, these guys are married or whatever. But we are. We are. We love each other. And we have a good marriage. I think she would say the same. But that's why I'm doing this. That's what this podcast is. That's who this podcast is for. Again, yeah, who is it for? So this is the Ordinary Average Guy podcast show, hosted by an ordinary average guy for ordinary average people, talking about ordinary average things. It doesn't get much better than that, folks. This is the real deal. This is what everyone's been waiting for forever. I mentioned before that I'm going by J-Ken, right? That's my name on this show. First name starts with a J, last name starts with a Ken. So, if you did some searching around, you could probably figure out what it is. Not that original. And I'll be honest with you, that J-Ken, man, like, that's a real nickname that was given to me. I'm real passionate about, you know, I think really highly of people that have nicknames given to them. And I think very lowly of people who give themselves their own nickname like that. I have three kids, you know, and that's probably going to be the first thing I teach them. You know, when, you know, my boy is five, then I have a daughter who's three and another daughter who's one. And when they get a little older, I'm going to have to teach them, you know, like, hey, you know, don't ever make that mistake of giving yourself your own nickname, because that, you don't want to be that person. You know, you don't want to be the person and say, hey, call me, you know, call me, Cactus. That would be a cool nickname, though. I would like that as a nickname, Cactus. Hey, watch out for Cactus over here. He'll get you. He's a tough son of a gun, Cactus. That's a, I like that. That's a cool nickname. Start calling me Cactus from now on. No, I don't. That was a name given to me. I was happy to get a nickname because I was always a person that really, I really like the idea of nicknames. Like, I know people. I know a couple of people. Some I know personally, some I know of, you could say, that have nicknames, and that's their name. Like, I couldn't tell you their first name. Like, their God-given name, I couldn't tell you what it is. I'm trying, like, there's five people right now that I can think of. Six. Potentially six. So there's five people for sure that I don't even know their name. Three of them are in my family through marriage. It actually, if I think about it, I could probably come up with their name. Okay. I'm going to have to think about it. Okay, so out of those three people, okay, I'm pretty sure I know two of them. I know two names, but the third one, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. I know his nickname, and that's it. And there's a couple other people. Like, I know a guy, he goes by Bingo. And that's a cool name. Bingo. Hey, Bingo. You know? That's his name. I don't know what his first name is. Don't know it. There's another guy I know. His nickname is Wiener. That's what his nickname is. I mean, I think that's like, that's the real deal. You know, that's what people call him. You know, that's, you know, I wouldn't want that as my nickname, but whatever, you know, that's his name, man. God bless him. Chief. I know of a guy named Chief. My dad actually told me that he's the one that gave him his nickname. And I'll be honest with you, there's no greater honor. There's no greater honor than, you know, getting a nickname is one thing. Being a person that, you know, you are given a nickname, you know, that you mean that much to that person, that they give you a nickname, that's an honor. Another honor, I think, is being the person that gives the nickname. You know, there's something to say about that. Like, forever, this guy, Chief, right? He's going to have kids, or probably does have kids. He's like 60 years old, I would have to think. And his kids are going to be like, hey, Dad, how'd you get that name? He's like, a guy named, you know, so-and-so gave me this name, you know, and I'll live on forever. I wish I would have given someone a nickname. I never have. And until right now, I never thought about it. And yeah, kind of bums me out a little bit. But anyway, that was a nickname given to me in high school. I still remember the time. I still remember the place. I still remember the class. I still remember the guy that's like freshman year in high school, J. Ken. That's what they're going to, you know, and it's stuck. And to this day, if I go back home, right, people that I know back then, they'll call me, hey, J. Ken, man, what's up, dude? You know, it's a good feeling. It's a great feeling. Anyway, that's why I'm so anyway, why I'm using it for this show is because, like I said before, I don't know where the show is going, right? So I have a dark sense of humor. This show to me is going to be, you know, PG-13. That's what the show is going to be, PG-13. I'm going to try not to swear. But I can't promise that. Because I, to be honest, I like swearing. Swearing's awesome. Swearing's cool. I don't, you know, to each their own. I think swearing's cool. But, I, you know, so I'm going to try not to, but, you know, I'm warning you now that, yeah, there's probably going to be a couple. And I'm pretty proud of myself up to this point. I've been doing this now for 15 minutes, and I don't think I swore at all. There was a couple times where I was about to, and I, you know, did the whole, you know, gosh darn it, something like that. But I, you know, I like swearing, you know, shit, right? It's fun. The F word, oh, dude, do I love a good F word. Oh, do I love a good F word. Nothing makes you feel better than just dropping a good F bomb, right? But I'm, you know, I'm going to try not to use the F word because, well, to be honest with you, so I got a 5-year-old kid, right? So, you know, I pick him up from school, drop him off from school, and on occasion I do listen to a podcast or like a clip on YouTube or something like that. And it is a bummer when it's like F this, F that, you know, F everything, right? And I got the little guy in the back. It's like, Jesus Christ, I can't, you know, I can't listen to this with him in the car, you know? And it's a bummer because I enjoy what I'm listening, you know, it's a funny or something, or, you know, usually it's something funny that I'm listening to, and I got to turn it off. And then, you know, I don't really have a chance to listen to it because, you know, really the car is where you get to listen to this stuff, right? So, I'm going to try not to use the F word because I don't want to put you in that situation, huh? How great of a guy am I? I mean, how cool is that, right? That being said, I do like a good F word. And I'm considering this podcast a PG-13. That's what I'm considering this podcast, PG-13. All right, that's what it is. In the world of cinema, PG-13, I believe you are allowed one F word. So that's your warning, okay? I am going to try to not use the F word at all right? But if I do, I am going to only use one to stay true to the PG-13 model, okay? If I use two, well, so be it. It is what it is. You know, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. So this is the warning. There might be one coming, but it's not going to be, you know, F, all right? We're not going to do that. We're trying not to anyway, but who knows? Like I said, this podcast is organic. This is going to evolve. And, you know, I have a couple ideas for the podcast. I have some things, you know, set in stone that I want, you know, that we're talking about. For example, we're talking about ordinary average stuff, right? So that's number one. But who knows what happens? Because there's a couple of segments that I want to do on the show that might change things. But that's the reason why the show is PG-13, if you will. Some segments on the show that I want to do. The first segment I want to do for sure, I'm a music guy, okay? I personally am a huge music guy, all right? I play guitar, huh? I play guitar. Not only do I play guitar, but I think I'm kind of good at it. You know, I'm not shredding on the guitar, but I can hang, I think. I don't know. I want to start a band. Someday, right? You know, get some guys together. Get some dads together. Start a band. Make some original music, you know? You know? I don't know. Probably someday. Someday. One thing at a time. Podcast. We'll cross the band when we get there. But I do. I'm a big music guy. So what I want to do is every single week, I want to have a song of the week. Okay. Every week, and I don't know about you guys. I would have to think somebody out there is like me. But every week there's a song that that I'm just digging. You know what I mean? You're driving in the car and you just turn that song on and you just crank it and you just have a good time. You roll the windows down, right? You crank windows down, radio up, right? That's my motto. And you just feel good. Every week there's a song like that for me. And then it's like, man, I want to share this with people. I want to tell people about this song that I'm into. And to be honest with you, one week it could be, you know, like a really famous song that everyone just knows. You know, one week it could be like, you know, some Limp Bizkit or something, Nookie, you know, or, you know, and the next week it could be some like, you know, some song that no one's ever heard of. You know, maybe I just found some clip on YouTube, with some guy playing a guitar and he wrote this song and it sounds pretty cool. And there's only like 10 views and I'm all 10 of them. You know, so that's a perfect example. I'd be like, guys, check this out. Check out this video on YouTube. This guy wrote his own song. It's pretty cool. You know, so it could be anything, whatever I'm in the mood for that week. And when it comes to music, I personally, I like, so like when it comes to music, I am a firm believer in a good song is a good song. Okay. It doesn't matter what the genre is. I mean, I really, the only thing I don't really get into and, you know, I don't get into hip hop. It's not that I don't get into it. I just never really, you know, the thing is I never really gave it the chance. I never gave it a chance and maybe I should. Maybe I should. It's a perfect opportunity to inform you that I have an email address. Okay. I have made an email address. So this is the real deal, guys. I got an email address. It's jkennoag@outlook.com. Okay. So if you're driving your car right now and you stumble across this podcast and for some reason you actually are still listening 23 minutes in, send me an email. Hey, dude, you gotta listen to this song. If you don't like hip hop, man, check this song out. You'll love it. Yeah, perfect, great. Send it on over. Maybe I'll talk about it on the show, right? But I don't get into hip hop really. And then obviously I don't really. And actually, this might be a surprise to you because I'm a, you know, an ordinary, average, you know, white guy, but I really don't like the modern day country, you know, pop country. It's not really my cup of tea. I do like old country. You know, I'm probably heard that from a lot of people, but I like old country. I do like new country. I do. I just don't, you know, like there's a lot of good stuff out there that, you know, it's not really on the radio, but, you know, it's traditional country music or whatever. And they don't play it on the radio because they're playing this pop country. And I just, you know, like the Morgan Wallen or whatever, like, I don't know. I just don't really get into it, but not that I can't. So that's going to be one segment, song of the week. Another segment that we're going to do is, and I'm still working on a name for this, but basically the premise is going to be on popular opinion. Okay, so I think that I have a lot of opinions that aren't the norm. You know, they like they're against the grain. You know, and actually, that's a good name for it, against the grain. basically, so it's against the grains, right? So unpopular opinion. So like, it maybe it's things that I like that the majority of the people don't like. Maybe it's things that I don't like that the majority of people do like. But I think that'd be kind of be fun to talk about, you know? Like, and it's not going to be anything, like, legit serious. You know, I'm not going to be like, you know, this is why we should have the death penalty or anything like that. It's going to be more or less like, for the perfect one is there's two of them. And maybe I shouldn't say them both because maybe I just have two. And then I'm done with the segment. But one of them, my first one would be, and I don't want to piss anyone off or whatever, but like the first one is everyone loves Queen, you know, the band Queen. And I don't like them. I don't like them at all. And I really don't see what the big deal is about them. Like I was watching this Metallica clip, Metallica, you know, the band. And they're in England or whatever, and they're playing somewhere, and they're like, you know, this is one of our heroes, Queen. And I'm like, dude, why is Queen your hero? I don't get it. You're Metallica. Why is, see, the thing that pisses me off about Queen is that they have a song that's totally badass. Stone Cold Crazy is the name of it. And look it up. It's a cool tune. It's heavy. It's cool. I like it a lot. And to be fair, I haven't listened to all of Queen's catalog. But I listen to that song and it's like, dude, I can get, this is a cool tune. But then some of their other stuff is just like, sorry. Then some of their other shit. There you go. See, I was going to say shit, but then I stopped myself when I said stuff. But I really wanted to say shit. So we're gonna... Another thing too, guys, again, I said this before, this is an organic podcast, which means unedited. We're not editing this. Mainly because I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it on the system. I know how to press record. All right, that's the button with the red circle. I got that down pat. Play, deliver. I mean, I'm awesome at pressing a play button. Pause, stop. Play, pause, stop, record. Dude, when it comes to that, I'm your guy, okay? But when it comes to, like, editing, I'd have to learn it yet. I'm actually kind of stupid when it comes to this computer. Well, when it comes to these computers, I'm actually kind of... I don't know how to work the damn thing. You know, that's me. Anyway, what the hell is he talking about? Oh, anyway, so unpopular opinion, Queen, don't like them. That's this week's unpopular opinion on Against the Grain. Another thing I want to do is, emails, jkenoag@outlook.com. That's Jackalope, Kite, Ernie, Navy, Ordinary Average Guy at Outlook, not Gmail. Yeah, there's another one. I'm not a big Gmail guy. I have to write that down. Unpopular opinion. Don't care for it. But send me emails. Like, seriously. Like, if people start listening to this thing and you start sending me some emails, that's I want to get into that. You know, if you have questions, like, legit. I've been through it all. I know exactly how to answer every question there is. Send them my way. I'll help you out, dude. I'll give you opinions, right? I'll give you some advice. Mainly, I just want you to know, like, when you listen to these podcasts and, you know, you got these people, they're talking like, you know, I'll make you $1 million. You know, I'll do what I do and you'll pick up chicks. you know, or I'm rich and famous. Listen to me talk to my rich and famous friends about our Mercedes. You know, when you listen to those shows, it's like, I don't really know. I can't relate to that. And then you kind of think to yourself, like, dude, I'm not picking up enough chicks, or dude, I don't have a Mercedes, or I'm not rich and famous. You know, then you kind of feel bad about yourself. But here's the deal: there's people out there just like you, and I'm one of them. Right? We're ordinary. We're average. And here's the deal: I'm an ordinary average guy, but this is for ordinary average people. So I don't want to turn away the gals. Okay, this is for everyone. Ordinary average people. I just happen to be an ordinary average guy. That's why the show is called what it is. But send me your emails because, I don't know, we're in this together. jkenoag@outlook.com. Also send me your emails too. Like if it's your dream, I don't know what your dreams are. Maybe you have a dream that you just want your email to be read out loud on a podcast. And you've been sending Joe Rogan emails month after month. Bill Burr, you've been sending him email. You know, he's been sending everybody emails, and it just they don't read them. Well, there's a very good chance that if you send me an email, it will be my only email in the inbox. So send me an email, and unless you're like bad shit crazy, I'm gonna read it, and we're gonna talk about what you got to say. So that's another segment. Another thing down the road is I want to do interviews. You know, hey, dude, I'm not going to lie to you, man. It's what, 31 minutes and 30 seconds. I could sit down here and talk for a long time, which I would be more than happy to do. But every single week that might get old. So what I do want to bring in some people and talk, you know, like just, again, I can think of like five guys or girls. Off the top of my head that I would love to bring down here and talk to. One of them being my wife. You know, get her down here. We can talk. I have to give her the rules, you know. Definitely that one F word per show rule. Definitely have to give her that. I got a guy at work. Buddy of mine at work. He has four kids. They're all girls. And he has a wife. You know, he's the only guy in the house. I'm sure he's got stories to tell. I got another guy at work that he's a good talker. I think he was even on the radio, but he's like really good. He's a sports nut. So, like me personally, I love sports. I love it. I do. Green Bay Packer fan. It's a long story short, I'm in Northeast Wisconsin, right? So I'm a big Packer fan. The Bucks, the Brewer, you know, all that stuff. And even though I like them and I watch it, I'm not the most intelligent when it comes. And I'll just admit it. I'm not the most educated sports fan, right? There's these guys that are like, well, that was a stupid play. They should have threw it to the, you know, the flats or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I'll admit to you that I'm not that intelligent. Like fantasy football, for example, I don't do it because, quite frankly, I don't really know how. Like, I don't know how to do it. But like this guy, and maybe there's people out there that are like me. You know, yeah, I like sports, but I wish I knew a little bit more about it. Well, this guy would be the perfect guy. He's you know, he could come down here as a good talker, and he could teach us about something, right? So that'd be another good interview. So, look, again, that's going to be something that we're going to do eventually, get some people down here, talk, you know, shoot the shit, as they say. So that's basically, as of right now, the layout of the show. I do want to talk about something that is... this is big. This is big. Personal thing. So if you're listening to this, you know who I am, probably. But if you don't know who I am, you could probably paint a picture. I'm like a overweight guy or something, you know, husky. My doctor gets so pissed off. He gets so mad at me. Every year I go in and see him for a physical, and he gets so mad at me. And it's like, dude, What do you care? What do you care? You don't know who I am. You're not going to my funeral. I'm paying my bills. Now, I can see if you're getting mad because I'm not paying my bills, but, you know, whatever. What do you actually, he's actually, like, getting upset. And I crack a joke or two, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't laugh. And that rubs me the wrong way, man. No, hell, he said, you know, he actually told me, he told me to do yoga. And, nothing against yoga. Nothing against you. If you're a guy and you're doing yoga, God bless you. If you're a woman and you're doing yoga, fantastic. Not my thing. Maybe it would be. I never gave it a shot. But, you know, I don't think I'm going to give it a shot. And he tells me, this, you should do yoga. And I said, you know, guys like me don't do yoga or something like that, you know, with a chuckle. With a chuckle. I chuckled. And he, you know, stone cold face. Just no reaction at all. I mean, he's pissed. And I don't get it. But every year, I go in, my numbers are borderline. Where they're not the worst, but they are bad enough where he just gets mad at me, but I don't have to take medication. And then he says, if you keep living this way, you're going to have to take medication next year. And I don't want to take medication. But anyway, what I'm getting at is I'm kind of an overweight guy. So anyway, I've been a yo-yo dieter my whole life. You know, I can lose pounds. I can lose weight extremely fast, but then you gain it all back. That's all, you know, that's how it works. But me and two other guys at work were overweight. We're all overweight. And we decided we're going to do a competition, a weight loss competition. I am recording this on the 12th of April, Friday night. Weigh-in is on Tuesday. Because one of the guys is in Dallas. And you don't want to weigh in and then go on a vacation. And so we're like, yeah, we'll do it after. But I've done a lot of weight loss competitions and usually do pretty good in them. But then I gain it all back, right? Because you lose like 30 pounds in 2 months and then, you know, you gain it all back. This one's different. This one's a year-long competition, okay? We had two goals. Our first goal is we want to lose weight and keep it off. Our second goal was we want to stay motivated. Well, if we do it a year long, let's say you lose 50 pounds in a year. I'm not a doctor. And I don't even pretend to be a doctor. But I think, you know, that's the healthy way to do it. There's a good chance you might keep it off that way. The second thing, though, is, Jesus Christ, a year? How are you going to stay motivated for a whole year? That's the magic of it. So we're putting some big bucks on this. $250 for the initial weigh-in. $250. So right off the bat, you got $750 in the pot. Okay? Halfway through the competition, we're going to do another weigh-in. The person who, and it all goes by percentage of weight loss, not actual pounds percentage. The other two guys are bigger than I am. So, you know, good thing we're doing percentage. Who's ever in last place at that time pays who's ever in first place at that time, $100. Then, at the end of the competition, 1 year later, we all weigh in. If you do not win the competition, right? So if you get second or if you get third. And if you don't lose 20% of your body weight, you don't have to pay the $250. Did I say that right? Yeah. So if you win, you get all the money in the pot. But if you're the other two guys, you know, you have to pay your $250 unless you lost 20% or more of your body weight. Then you get a pass. You don't have to pay that last $250. So at the minimum, potentially I would be out $250 at a minimum. At a including my investment, I could potentially take home $750, $850 plus $500, which would be, I hope I get this right, $1,350. So if I win, I'm down looking like a lean, mean, kicking ass machine, and I'm walking out with $1,350 in my pocket. Now, if those other two, if I win, let's say, and those other two guys lose 20% or more, then then I'm out. I don't get that last $500. But that's kind of the motivation to stay. You know, let's say you're halfway point, you're not doing that well. Well, like, hey, I got 6 months really kicking in the ass. So, dude, I'm telling you, we're weighing in on Tuesday. We're weighing in on the 16th. Okay. It's a year-long competition. I'll talk about this going forward, and a year from now, I'll let you know how I'm doing. Right? And maybe this is something you could do at your work. You know, I just don't think the 3 month competitions work. You know, everyone wants to lose weight fast, but it just, you know, I've done it. We all done it. It just doesn't work. You know, can't keep it off. So yeah, big news, man. Big news. Starting a podcast, starting a diet, and oh my God, dude. Wayne is on Tuesday, okay? We made this deal that we were going to do this last Friday. Today is Friday. Just today is the 12th. We made this deal last Friday. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been having a good time this week. This week, because what I'm doing is I'm packing on the pounds. Quick weight that I'm quickly gaining, which hopefully will come off rather easily. So another motto in my life, you know, I got two mottos in my life, two of them, and they both would look good on a t-shirt. The first one is windows down, radio up. That's number one. The other one is live every day like your diet starts tomorrow. Because we've all have diets. When that diet starts tomorrow, man, I'm eating ice cream. I'm drinking some Bush Light. I'm a Bush Light guy. Go figure, right? I'm eating cookies. So I've been doing that all week. And if I can make it to Tuesday without having a heart attack, I think it's the real deal. So anyway, long story short, I think I'm going to cut it. We're at 42 minutes and 43 minutes. I made it 43 minutes and I didn't really talk about anything. So I appreciate you guys, sticking with me here talking. This is the first episode of the Ordinary Average Guy podcast show. And again, this is just more or less telling you what the show's about. So join us next week as we have episode number 2. Later.